This is Radio 4. It's 7:45. Saturday Night Theatre.
We present Peradventure Misadventure by T.D. Webster, with Alan Parnaby as Detective Sergeant Adam Gedney, Geoffrey Matthews as Inspector Wilson, and Claire Falconbridge as Helen Kodai. Peradventure Misadventure.
I told you she was good, didn't I tell you she was good?
Great.
Yeah, yeah.
What about you, Adam? Did you enjoy that?
I thought the teddy bear was very good.
Yeah, great gimmick. She's famous for her teddy.
I bet she is.
Right, my shout, I think. Kenny? Right.
Yeah, hold on, son. I'm getting these. No, I round, then I'm away. But, before I go, and before you're all too pissed to remember where we are, a few words, lads. Kenny is leaving us for better things.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Well, all I can say is, their loss is our gain. Sorry. Their gain is our loss. Story of my life. I get a keen, idealistic young copper. Very keen on expenses. Anyway, I get a young copper full of ideals and integrity and so on. And I train him to forget all that garbage so he can become a useful CID man. Then, the moment he starts paying his way, he's off, and I have to start again. But, nevertheless, Kenny, good luck.
Yeah,
and if ever you need any help or advice, for God's sake, don't come to us.
Thanks, Chief.
Go on, speech!
Speech!
All right, well, all I can say is you've been a great bunch to work with, and I couldn't have wished for a better chief for a better bunch of lads, and... thanks for everything.
Right. Hey, you haven't finished thanking us. The best is yet to come, I hear. I hear you're on a promise from the lovely Lucinda.
Yes, Rob Kenny's all fixed. She's on, going away prison.
No good, lads, no good. I can see she fancied Adam.
No chance, he's after the teddy.
She looks capable of taking a lot of you on.
Get a rotor going, Kenny. You're good at rotors, man.
Rotors, yes. Right, drinks.
It is my shout, Chief.
You sit down. Steve,
right.
Go and get him in. And say I'm paying, you get a discount. Me? I'm off to see a man, right? Carry on, then.
Nice. See him again all round, is it?
Yeah,
right. Ready up.
He's a good fella. Hug. As chiefs go.
And as chiefs go, he's going.
Where do you do that?
It's right, isn't it, Adam?
He's mentioned retiring early next year.
Oh, bad news for you, that kid.
How do you mean?
Well, you're the blue-eyed boy, aren't you? Right-hand man. He's even got you filling in for his DI.
And there's the golf.
You let him in at golf, do you, Adam? Me, I'm a snooker man. Hmm?
Yeah. There's a phone call for the chief. It's Inspector Harris.
Tug will be pleased.
Well, he said it was urgent.
Oh, I came off an hour ago.
Adam's your man.
I'll see to it, Steve.
Yeah, you do that, Adam. Where are the drinks then, Steve?
I don't know. The job's changed since I started. You're left to get on with it. If you've got a result, no questions were asked. Now it's all paperwork and memos from upstairs about too much overtime. What's Harry want?
Assistance.
He needs a sodding wet nurse. Well?
Body of a man found round the back of Felton Court, Ormley Gardens.
Oh, yeah. Cause?
Not clear. Harry says he's got nobody to go.
So, what's happening?
A plod's with the body. A patrol car was on its way but got diverted.
Yeah. Did you tell Harry I was here?
I said I thought you'd gone. Shall I go?
Yeah, I suppose so. Harry can endorse the overtime, though.
No, we'll like that.
Might be along later. You go with him, Steve.
No, Chief.
Well, enjoy yourself, boys. Hey, what about your drinks? Ah. Well.
Did you find him?
No. A couple who live here. Menzies, flat 23B. I said someone would be seeing them. That ambulance is taking its time.
There's no hurry, is there?
Mm.
Have you looked for identification?
No, I thought I'd better not move him.
Right, let's see. Shine your torch over this way.
Yeah. Oh, there's a caretaker on duty. He doesn't know him.
I don't think anybody would, do you? Ah, wallet. No, just cash.
The doctor's on his way. And the photographer. Oh, what's it look like?
A fall. All the way from the top by the look of him. Ah, interesting. Pliers. Glass cutter. Keys.
Well, that's it, isn't it? That's it. Oh, I didn't think we'd be seeing him.
Wait for me. I shall need you later.
How's it going?
Those ears.
Yeah. Nice deep pocket inside his jacket.
Yeah, dressed for the job. Made a nasty mess of himself, eh? One less for us to bother about. Do we know him?
No, there's no identification.
His dabs will be on file. Doctor?
That's on his way, sir. And photographer.
Who found him?
A couple who live here.
Yeah, well, let's go and have a word. Bloody freezing out here. Might get a cup of tea. Might even run to a scotch. Place like this. Give us a shout when the doctor turns up, Robson. And don't let the car go. I want him to take me home.
Dead straight. No borrow. No more than 4 feet. All I had to do was roll it in. And I missed the sodding thing, didn't I? Cost me a fiver. You get a game in?
No, I came in yesterday.
Oh?
The body behind Belton Court.
Oh, yes, the sky diver. Find out who he was.
His prints were on file. Mike Brad. 2 convictions, 1 as a minor.
Uh-huh.
Last was 19 years ago for breaking and entering.
Still at it, and we don't know him.
Doesn't look like it. The background's interesting.
Yeah?
Real name Miklos Bradovic. Born in Hungary. Parents came over here in 56, after the rising in Budapest. Circus people. Trapeze, high wire.
But he didn't stick to the circus. Did you find out how he fell?
None of the flats was broken into. I had a look on the roof and the top balconies. Couldn't find anything.
Sounds as though we're well shot of him. He's probably been getting away with it for years. A regular little Spider-Man. Luxury flats at the top where they think they're safe. Nice, rich pickings. Yeah. He must have made a nice thing out of it.
Why'd you say that?
Oh, look at his address. Yuppie Land. What about next of kin?
He wasn't married. There's a sister. I tried to contact her yesterday, but she was out. I'll try again today. Sally's going to see her.
Oh, you go as well. It's unlikely you worked alone. You might get a name.
I can hardly tell her brother's dead then question her, Chief.
It's a good time to talk to people when they're upset. They're off guard.
Oh.
Yeah, we can't afford to be fussy. Not in our line. I've told you before, Adam, you stand back when you should be pushing. Okay, you got it all on paper, degree and the rest of it, but you got to back it up with a bit of steel, eh? Look at Kenny. Half your brains and he's up to DI.
Oh, I couldn't be like Kenny, Chief. It's not my style.
Admitted, but you've got to find what your style is. You've got to learn to be your own kind of bastard. People have got to know you're there, son.
Is there a relative or a friend we can contact, Miss Kodai? Perhaps you'd like someone to be with you.
Oh, I see. No, thank you. Shall I make a cup of tea? There isn't much milk. Oh, God.
Oh, dear. Now, that's right, dear. That's the way.
I'll see to the tea.
There. Now, there must be someone we could contact. You have a thing. A friend, perhaps.
Did she tell you anything?
Oh, well, background stuff, that's all. I don't think she'd any idea what he was up to. She didn't even know he got a record.
That's unlikely.
It's 19 years since he did time. She'd only be a kid then.
What did she think he did?
She thought he was in business.
Yeah, and what does she do?
Well, she's a dancer. Kadali's a stage name. It's a funny name to pick.
Kadai.
Hmm?
It's Hungarian.
Oh.
What sort of dancer? Clubs?
She doesn't do things with teddy bears, if that's what you mean.
Oh, you heard, did you?
Made a big impression on young Steve. No, she does modern dance. Musical, stuff like that. She's rehearsing for a show in the West End. Revival of something or other. She's been working up north. No, I'm certain she didn't know. It hit her very hard. She seemed a nice girl.
Yeah.
I could see she made an impression.
See, Eddie? Okay. Adam, some bird on the phone for you. I'll put her through.
Detective Sergeant Gedling.
Helen Kadai. We met this morning.
Oh, yes. How can I help you?
I'd like to go to my brother's flat. Do you have a key?
Yes.
Is it possible for me to have it?
I'll have to check, but I don't think there'll be any problem. Can I ring you back?
I don't see why not. You've been through the flat, haven't you?
With Taff yesterday afternoon. It took us ages. There are shelves full of files.
Files?
Office files. As far as we could work out, Brad had something like $2,000 a month coming in from legitimate business interests.
So why did he bother thieving?
Kicks?
Perhaps. I don't know. Seems odd to me. Do we have anything on associates?
No.
He's been at it for 20 years and we know so all about him. Doing very nicely, very nicely. And he wasn't wandering round looking for the odd window left open, was he? He only bothered when it was worth his while, which means big money. And that means names we ought to know. Did she say why she wanted to go to the flat?
She didn't say.
Any other relatives?
No.
She wanted to see what she's getting. Go there with her.
I don't think she knows anything.
Perhaps not. Never try, anyway. There could be something there. If you draw a blank, we'll drop it. The soup is on again about this sodding school liaison thing.
Do you mind if I stay?
Do I have a choice?
We have to hang on to the keys until after the inquest.
I see.
Have you come for anything in particular?
Yes, I suppose there are quite a few valuable bits and pieces. And the will, of course.
I didn't mean that.
Mike's solicitor has it. He rang me this morning and suggested I look for bank books, share certificates and so on, and then take them to him for safekeeping.
Seems sensible. I shall have to make a record of what you've taken. I think you'll find what you want in the bureau.
Of course. You've been here already.
That's how we found out about you. Everything's in the box file. If you let me have it, I'll make an inventory and then you can take them.
Right.
Thank you.
It's odd to think he went out and left everything like this and just never came back. Happens all the time, I suppose. People go out and never come back.
Yes.
Mike thought he had an eye for objets d'art. Are these the kind of things he used to steal?
Nothing here's been stolen. Did he collect chess sets?
Hmm?
He has quite a few chess sets.
Oh, yes, I think he did. He played. He was very good. He belonged to a club. Very prestigious, I believe. I wonder what they think.
Did you ever meet any of his friends?
Occasionally. They seem ultra-respectable.
They probably are. I think for most of the time he was a perfectly respectable businessman himself. The other side of his life is difficult to understand.
Oh, I don't know. I can see how leading two separate lives would appeal to him.
Right, that's it. And there's your copy.
Thank you.
I understand your parents were circus people.
Yes. A long family tradition. Acrobats, the high wire, trapeze. They lived in Hungary. They were a mixture of Hungarian, Czech, Polish. Gypsies, really. Mother always said Mike inherited all the talent and all the restlessness.
Did he ever do any circus work himself?
For a short while, when he was in his teens. But he didn't want the life. It seems as if he applied his skills elsewhere.
Yes. Did you ever work in the circus?
Oh, no. My parents had retired by the time I was old enough. They wouldn't have let me anyway. It was hard enough to persuade them to let me take up dancing. I couldn't have done that without Mike. I shall have to go. I've got a rehearsal.
Oh, what's the show?
Rosemary.
The Rosemary?
Oh, revivals are all the rage.
When I'm calling you...
Singing detective.
My mother's a leading light in the Benningham and District Operatic Society. They've done Rosemary.
I don't see you as a policeman.
I have the same problem. Would you like a lift?
Yes, dear.
Half a lager, please, and a bag of mixed nuts.
I'll see to that, Doris.
I'll get my own, thanks, Howard.
I insist. And a large gin and tonic.
Ice and slice.
Please?
I prefer to see to my own.
In which case, you stand unique amongst your kind. Look, Adam, have you got time to sit down? Just a quick word.
The last time we had a quick word, I became informed CID sources.
No names, no pack drill.
My chief didn't need any names.
And how is dear old Tug?
Look, I'm not on the Cropley case and know nothing about it.
Neither do I, nor do I wish to.
You stand unique amongst your kind.
The days are gone when I had to pursue sordid businesses like that.
I would have thought it was just up your street.
Not interested.
Your colleagues are.
Ah, they have to go where they are bidden.
And you don't?
Not any longer.
You've been sacked.
I have gone freelance.
Like I said, you've been sacked.
I've taken early retirement. Voluntary redundancy, to be technical. Now I can write what I want to write.
Oh, yes. Crime and the Criminal Mind. How's it going?
It's coming along. Now, I wanted to speak to you on a personal matter.
Yes?
Mike Brad.
What about him?
Well, can you tell me when and where the funeral is?
Why?
Because I wish to go.
You knew him?
Well, not intimately, but well enough to wish to pay my last respects. We belong to the same chess club. A very accomplished man.
So I gather.
His death came as a great shock, especially the manner of it, and I'd no idea what he was up to.
And what was that?
Oh, come on. In the old days, he would have been called a cat burglar, I suppose. I take it he had a record.
You're beginning to sound like a reporter. Tuesday at Holy Trinity, 10 o'clock. Did you ever meet Brad's sister?
No, but he often talked about her. Stunning girl, I understand. Mike was very much the dutiful elder brother. Obviously a real Jekyll and Hyde character. Did you know about the Hyde bit?
Holy Trinity, Lombard Place, 10 o'clock. And thanks for the drink.
So, what do you think? Adam?
I think we've done all we can. It could take up a lot of hours and lead nowhere.
True. Bill?
I think there could be something there. Information, associates. He must have had someone to do his driving, keep watch, line jobs up for him. And there's got to be a fence.
Well, that's the odd thing, you see. We haven't had a whisper from anywhere, have we?
No.
Any faces we knew at the funeral?
No one on the books. The sister's well worth one, isn't she, Adam?
Very.
Howard Croft was there.
Oh, that bastard. What's in it for him?
He knew Brad. They played chess together. They belonged to the same club. Brad was something of a chess fanatic.
So what does Croft know about him?
As far as I can gather, he knew him purely on a social level.
If Croft was at the funeral, he'd have some bloody angle. Yes?
This just came in, Chief.
Well, That sorts out the priorities. They've found the Rogers woman.
Alive?
No. Get the car round, Steve.
We must have played each other, 20 times over the past year. I never won. Mike was rated very highly at the club.
He always liked chess. You will thank the club for the wreath?
Yes, of course.
How well did you know Mike, Mr. Croft?
Howard, please. Pretty well. We had the occasional drink together.
Did you know he was a thief?
I can't believe that he was.
You must know how he died.
I read a report of the inquest.
In the furtherance of theft, I think it said.
Yes, I know. I suppose that's how it appeared on the surface. Did Mike have a police record?
Yes.
Was it recent?
The last conviction was almost 20 years ago.
But nothing since?
No. Well, nothing that anyone knows about.
I suppose the police told you that. I'm sorry. I'm asking too many questions. Old habits. I should explain. I'm a journalist. Crime. And when it comes to the police, I have a certain, well, healthy scepticism about what they say and do. Which is one of the reasons I'm here.
You're after a story?
No, not necessarily. I came to pay my respects. But all my professional instincts tell me something isn't quite right. Here's this chap I know, good mind, cultivated, fascinating background, successful in business. Then I read he's dead in circumstances that indicate he's a common criminal.
He had a criminal record. He was there on the roof equipped to break in, and he fell.
Yes, I know. Look, I've spent half my life amongst criminals, Helen, and I've known a good many who kept up a respectable front. But there was always something about them. Not Mike.
Well, the police had no doubts.
Well, they wouldn't have, would they? They find he's got a record and say, villain, up to no good, and he fell. A perfunctory investigation, and that's that.
Well, what other conclusion could they reach?
Well, I think they were too eager to jump to the obvious one. They usually are.
So you're looking for an anti-police story, is that it?
No. I'm looking for the truth. If there's a story there, well, possibly. But no editor has sent me out, Helen. I've retired. Taken the golden handshake. I knew Mike. I liked him. I want to know what happened. As I said, old habits. Old instincts. Well, perhaps you'd rather I forgot it.
I took Mike for granted. He was always a shadowy figure in the background. I can see now how protective and supportive he was. I never thought about him at all. Now I can't stop trying to imagine the sort of life he led.
Exactly.
There isn't much. Wristwatch, 2 rings, some loose change and £40 in notes.
I suppose I ought to take it all to the solicitor.
Are you the sole beneficiary?
Yes.
Oh, well, I shouldn't bother.
It's very good of you to bring them.
It's no trouble. I was passing this way.
Thank you. Would you like a coffee? I've just made some.
Thanks. How's Rosemary going?
Oh, the usual chaotic build-up to the opening.
When is that?
Next Tuesday. I can get you tickets. If it's your sort of thing.
I'd like to come, thank you.
2 tickets?
No, 1 will do, thanks. Is this your first time in the West End?
No, I did a panto last year. Milk and sugar?
Just milk, thanks.
Right.
Oh, could you sign this, please? It's a receipt.
A pen?
Yeah, I've got one. Thanks. I'll give you a ring, shall I?
Hmm?
I'll ring you about the ticket.
Oh, yes. Any time.
The watch and the ring look valuable. It might be an idea to ask the bank to look after them.
Yes, I'll do that. Do you know a man called Croft?
Howard Croft?
Yes.
I come across him from time to time.
He came to see me after the funeral. He knew Mike.
Did he tell you he was a journalist?
Well, he told me he'd retired. Does it matter?
It could, knowing Howard.
You don't like him?
He's good company, but I wouldn't trust him an inch.
And you don't think I should? He came to see me because he was Mike's friend. The usual courtesies.
Howard claims he's retired. The word is he was sacked. A few years ago, he was a big name in Fleet Street. His own byline, strong on lurid detail, short on fact.
You mean he was critical of the police?
It made good headlines. Eventually it got his paper heavily sued and up before the press council. Howard became a liability. And he was a bit too fond of the bottle, even for a reporter. Now he's after a nice, juicy story that'll reinstate him.
How could Mike's death provide him with that?
It can't.
How can you be so certain?
If Croft knows something, he should tell us. We can only go on what we have.
I has suddenly become we. I suppose you're always on duty.
I don't want to see Croft making himself a nuisance.
Oh, to the police, you mean?
No, to you.
I'm not a little girl lost in the big city, Sergeant. I can look after myself and make my own decisions about people.
Fine.
I was pleased Howard Croft called. It was a relief to be able to talk to someone who knew Mike.
Yes, of course. I'd better be going.
I didn't mean to be rude.
No, that's all right.
I'm sorry.
It was the sergeant that rankled.
Have I demoted you?
No, it isn't that. My name's Adam, right? Thanks for the coffee. I'll ring you about the ticket, shall I?
Yes, do.
Who was it then? Who was it?
Your name was mentioned.
That bird he kicked around with, right?
Look, George.
Who said you could call me George? I never said you could call me George. I don't know
Everybody
you.
Everybody calls you George. Mike Brad called you George.
Clear off.
There could be something in it for you.
I've told you I'm saying nothing.
I understand you used to work with Brad.
Nothing.
Oh, let's have another.
I'm going.
Would you rather talk to the CID?
You bastard.
They're very keen to talk to somebody about Brad, I understand. Anybody, George. All I want is background stuff. It'll go no further.
Only all over the sodding papers, that's all.
Oh, front page stuff, is it?
I don't know, do I?
Me or the CID, George? There could be a few quid in it.
I hardly knew Brad. Nobody did. I mean, he was well known, he was well respected, but nobody knew him.
But you did work with him?
A few times.
Doing what?
I drove for him. Dropped him off, picked him up later.
Did you drive for him the night he died?
No.
Well, what do you think happened?
How the hell should I know? He never fell, I'll tell you that.
Of course he fell. His injuries proved that.
I mean, he didn't slip. A climb like that would have been a doddle to him. He could go anywhere.
So what happened?
I don't know. But nobody who knew him believes he fell.
You said nobody knew him.
I meant personally. As a person. He came and went when he had something on. You never saw him round. But he had this reputation. He came from circus people. Do you know that?
Yes.
Misadventure, my arse. You, said something about money.
I also said something about the CID. But to show goodwill...
Oh, that's more like
it. Not yet, George. Now think hard about the times you drove Brad. Where you went. What he said.
Anything.
So it's true?
What is truth? Said the jesting pilot and would not stay for an answer.
Mike was a thief. It was just as the police said.
Up to a point. There's no doubt Mike was a highly accomplished and very selective break-in specialist. But I think there's considerable doubt about the way he died.
What do you mean?
Well, for him it was a simple climb, a piece of cake. Nobody believes Mike's death was an accident.
What else could it be?
Exactly. It's all too obvious, too straightforward, all nicely set up so that the police only have to go through the motions. If someone wanted Mike out of the way, it was the perfect way to do it, an occupational hazard.
Did he have enemies?
Well, nobody knows. To have enemies, you have to work with or for other people.
But Mike didn't, did he?
I don't know. You see, I assume Mike specialised in luxury flats with rich pickings. Well, it seems he didn't. Not recently, at least. He worked offices, company buildings, places like that, in and outside London. And something else odd. There seems to have been little or no comeback from his break-ins, no police activity.
What does that mean?
Industrial espionage, something along those lines. Which questions another assumption, that Mike led two separate lives, one straight and one not, and that he kept them apart. Well, I'm not sure that he did. Did you ever meet any of Mike's business colleagues?
A few.
Such as?
Ferens. Mike saw a lot of him. He runs a restaurant. Mike was a sleeping partner.
Mm-hmm.
I can't imagine Ferens is mixed up in anything dubious. Mm-hmm. There's somebody who has a laundrette in Chiswick. Mike had an interest in that. The Phillipsons, Mike's tenants who live in a flat above his. He's a teacher, I think.
Mm. Anyone else?
Not that I know of. Oh, wait. There's a man called Marriott. Something to do with property development. Quite wealthy, I think.
Jack Marriott?
John, I think.
Have you met him?
Mike took me to dinner. The Dorchester, I think it was. It was some sort of anniversary for Marriott's company.
A stocky man, heavily built, sandy hair, close cropped.
Yes. Do you know him?
I know of him. What was the connection with Mike?
Something to do with property, I think. In Spain. Mike went out there several times.
To do what?
I don't know. Mike spoke passable Spanish. It may have had something to do with that.
How did Marriott strike you?
That was the only time I met him. I think he was working hard on developing the smooth, silent, big tycoon image. After a few drinks, he became a little more rough and ready.
Rough and ready's right. In the not-so-distant past, he was one of the biggest villains in town. I wonder if Mike did any other work for Marriott.
Matt reckons we're on house to house tomorrow. Is that right, Adam?
You are.
Sure. What are you on, then?
4 days' leave.
Oh, you lucky sod. I eat house to house.
Oh, I don't know. I got an offer the last one. Tug's letting you go.
It's my first leave in 6 months.
An offer? Well, what sort of offer?
I'll eat your dinner.
You're going away?
I'm having a couple of days in Broadstairs.
Broadstairs?
I'm staying with Ken Atwood. I've promised to give his son a bit of coaching for his A-levels.
How's Ken doing? Newsagent, wasn't it?
Sub-post office as well. He's doing fine. He says he should have retired years earlier.
Yeah, good copper, Ken.
My brother pays 15 quid an hour to have his kid coached.
Well, the kid takes after his uncle. It's money hard earned.
Ha-ha.
Do you charge Adam?
No, I couldn't charge Ken. I owe him and Joan a lot. I lodged with him when I first came down here.
I shouldn't tell Tug you still keep in touch with Ken.
Why not?
No love lost between those two.
Yeah.
I heard they were always at each other's throats when they were teamed together.
Oh, that's ages ago.
Oh, Tug's got a long memory.
Ah, may I join you, gentlemen?
Just a late snack then, is it, sir?
Well, funny. I haven't eaten all day.
Where have you been?
Oh, hospital. A domestic. When she came round, she wouldn't say anything. Hey, who was it talking about Howard Croft the other day?
I mentioned him. Why?
I saw him in hospital. He was attacked going home from the pub last night.
Bad?
Well, looks worse than it is. I made a mess of his face, gave him a good kicking.
I hope they gave him one for me.
Oh, come on.
No, he once told me he had a rapport with villains. Rapport. I bet he opened his mouth once too often.
He said it was muggers.
There we are.
Have a nut.
Thanks. Well?
Huh?
Did you enjoy the show? Did it compare with your mother's What's It in District Operatic Society?
The dancing was much better.
Very diplomatic. I bet you couldn't pick me out.
Third Indian maiden on the left, second act. Little solo in the third.
Solo with two other girls?
Yes, well, I only had eyes for you. The ladies around me were ecstatic between munching chocolates.
The WI trade.
I thought it was very good. Here's to a long run.
I hope so. How's crime?
Still with us. Speaking of which, did you read about Howard Croft?
No.
There was a bit in tonight's paper. He got himself mugged last night.
What happened?
Well, I don't know any details. It wasn't on our patch.
Was he badly hurt?
Bad enough to be kept in hospital. Longer than overnight, I think.
Do you know where?
St. Bride's.
Oh, I hate London sometimes. I suppose it's all part of your life, the violence and so on.
Yes. Are you thinking of visiting Croft?
That had a touch of CID about it.
Sorry.
I think I'd like to go home, please.
Yes, of course.
So, how's it going?
I don't think he'll have any problems with history. His translation into French is a bit shaky, but he should manage a C.
Great. But I didn't mean Paul. I meant you. The job. You weren't too happy last time we saw you.
Things haven't changed much. Mm. Oh, I don't seem to be getting anywhere, Ken.
Well, you know what I think. You'd be better off out of it.
And waste 6 years?
There's longer than that ahead. When's your next board?
7 months.
I'm not saying you're not up to the job. The question is, do you want the life?
That's it.
The job isolates you. I didn't realise how much until I got out. I'm no intellectual, but I found my colleagues very hard going sometimes. So I don't know about you.
We get on well enough.
Could you stand another 20 years of routine CID? The only way things are going to open out for you is if you move upwards fast.
I don't see that happening yet.
I know they shoot you a line about graduate entry, Adam. But a lot of it is luck.
Made a nice little piece, I thought. Muggings these days usually read only a few lines, if that. Muggers being chased off by football hooligans gave me a lovely angle.
You wrote it?
Oh, yes. Got on to the editors as soon as they brought me in. I didn't intend anyone else getting hold of it. The fact that the hooligans were Chelsea supporters gave it an extra piquancy, I thought. Paid very nicely.
What if no one had come to help you?
Well, let's not speculate on that.
Do you think it was an ordinary Muggin?
Well, that I have speculated on. I think it's possible that I may have asked one question too many in the wrong or right places.
About Mike?
About friends of his, like Marriott.
I think you should tell the police.
Oh, no. And promise me you won't. All in good time. Then we'll have a chat later. I'll have another day or so in here. They think I'm much worse than I am. Then I'll have to go and see somebody.
About Marriott?
Oh, it's all right. She's in Brighton. I shall tread very carefully from now on. I'll be in touch when I get back.
CID, D.S. Gedling.
It's Helen.
Oh, hello.
I've been to see Howard Croft.
In hospital?
Yes. Do you think we could talk?
Of course.
Any chance of coming round before I set off for the theatre?
Urgent, is it?
Yes, I think it is.
Have you been to see Croft yourself?
This morning, just before he was discharged.
Did you let on the girl had spoken to you?
No.
Did he tell you anything?
He said it was just a random mugging. When I asked if it had anything to do with the inquiries he'd been making about Brad, he said, what inquiries?
But the girl says different.
She says he's been asking questions all over the place. Croft's convinced Brad's death was rigged to look like an accident.
Why does he think that?
He says Brad was too much of a pro to make a mistake on such a simple climb.
Yeah. We've heard nothing, have we?
No. Croft's picked it up from his contact.
He's picked it up from some old lag who'll tell him anything for a drink.
There's something else.
Yes.
According to Helen, the girl, Croft got very excited when he found Brad knew somebody called Jack Marriott. He's some sort of property tycoon. I haven't had time to check on him yet. I don't know whether he's got any form.
Enough to fill a book.
You know him?
Yes. Oh, yes, a big name once. Very nearly as big as the Crays and the Richardsons. Top of our hit list was Jack Marriott. A finger in every pie and nasty with it. He had a club, the Cumberland, off the Broadway. I put some time in on Marriott.
And?
Nothing. We reckoned sooner or later we were going to nail him when suddenly, 71, 72, something like that, he vanishes off the scene. Goes out of circulation for a bit, then re-emerges a straight businessman, property development. Now he gets his photo in the business sections, and he's John K. Marriott.
His name obviously means something to Howard Croft.
It would. How does Brad tie in with Marriott?
He worked for him from time to time. Something to do with Marriott's property deals abroad, I think. Spain. Croft also thinks that Marriott used him over here. It seems that Brad sometimes broke into commercial buildings.
Oh, yeah? After what?
I don't know. Information, I suppose. He took a camera, according to Croft.
It's all according to Croft, isn't it?
He must think he's onto something, or he wouldn't have asked the girl to keep quiet.
Why did she tell you?
She thinks if Croft keeps nosing around, he might get himself into real trouble. She's the mistaken idea he's trying to clear Brad's name.
She doesn't know our friend Croft, does she?
No. And what about Marriott now? Is he straight?
It looks like it. Plenty have tried to find otherwise over the years. I doubt whether he's still at it. He doesn't need to, does he? He got in early on the property boom.
I don't know. There could be something there. It's odd Croft being attacked like that. If half of what he says is right, it's worth having another look.
Yeah, true.
Might give us something on Marriott. Shall I put in a report?
No. Leave it with me. I'll have a word with the super. We'll need his clearance. He should okay it. Even he must remember Marriott. Be nice, wouldn't it? Putting Marriott on the sheet after all these years.
I thought I'd like it here, but I don't. I mean, it's all right, but it isn't the same.
Why don't you go back?
Oh, too many memories. And too expensive. I have to think about money now. I never had to think about money then, when I was with Jack. Oh, freshen that up, will you? Yeah. Sorry. Howard, of course. You say we've met, Howard?
Oh, a long time ago, Lorna, over 20 years.
I can't place you.
I used to spend a great deal of time at the Cumberland.
Oh, well, it was the place to go, wasn't it? I met everybody there, celebrities, everybody. I spent half my life there.
You must have missed it when Jack changed his lifestyle.
When he what?
Went straight.
Oddly enough, no, I didn't miss it one bit. I took to it. It was a far more settled kind of life. It was a bit sordid at the Cumberland, you know, beneath the glitter. No, when Jack went into business, he got me a flat near his office. Oh, a nice little flat. He often stayed there when he'd been working late. We entertained there, especially when Dorothy was ill.
Dorothy?
His wife. I was with him almost as long as Dorothy, you know. I don't know what Jack would have done without me during Dorothy's last days. I kept him going. He told me that himself. And do you know what I found later?
No.
He was seeing her. Julia. His wife was dying. He was coming to me sobbing in my arms and he was seeing her. She's younger than his youngest daughter. Did you know that? Oh, thank you. Cheers. You had a moustache, didn't you?
Yes, and more hair.
Oh, I've got you now. Weren't you a reporter?
That's right.
Now, look, none of this is for the papers, none of it, none of it.
I'm retired now, Lorna, I explain.
Yes, well...
No, I know better than to cross Jack Marriott. I dare say he hasn't changed. A hard man.
Oh, a very violent man. In his younger days, that is.
Not now?
Oh, it's still there. And the temper, if he was in the mood, he wouldn't let anything go, the slightest word, anything, but he... never raised his hand to me once, not once. I know him. And he dumps me for that little tart, and he marries her. There's no fool like an old fool. The things I did for Jack Marriott, I covered up, lied.
To the police?
Well, who else?
The police always claimed Jack was their number one target. I could never understand how he kept clear of trouble.
Bread upon the waters.
Oh.
I myself have counted out used fivers and put them into plain envelopes. Detective constables, detective sergeants even. Oh, they all had their little time for dropping in at the Cumberland.
Well, there were rumours. What about now? Does he follow the same policy? Does he still hand out sweetness?
Oh, I don't know about now. Oh, he did when he first went into business, when he was after contracts, tenders, things like that.
So you were still counting out the fivers?
Oh, no, more subtle than that. You'd be surprised how many of Jack's business acquaintances have got nice little places in Spain.
What sort of acquaintances?
Oh, people from planning offices. People from town halls. Mm-hmm. People who sat on committees. Oh, that's what I should have asked for, a place in Mallorca. Oh, he was putting up some lovely villas. He'd have given me anything I only had to ask. And I never bleeding did ask, did I?
I thought you weren't interested in a story.
Oh, I didn't say that exactly, Helen. If it tells the truth about Mike's death, won't it be worthwhile? The more I find out about Marriott, the closer I shall get to know how Mike died and why. Mike worked for Marriott. There's no record of that in Mike's business files. Why not? He kept meticulous records of his other dealings. Mike fell from the top of Belton Court. Marriott's company has a flat there. Coincidence?
I think you should tell the police, Howard.
If I told them what I told you, they'd laugh at me. They just don't want to know. I need a lot more, and the key is in Mallorca. I'm convinced of that. There was some sort of property fiddle going on out there. Mike was involved, and it's connected with his death. They're getting away with murder, Helen. Can you sit back and do nothing?
How much do you need?
Just the price of a plane ticket. There's a direct flight to Mallorca tonight. I should be back by the weekend.
They've both made statements. Kimberly, Hamilton. Hamilton's told us the lot. Should tie things up.
Good. Leave them there. I'll look at them later. Hang on, Adam. Sit down. I've just come from the super about the memo I sent him on the Brad case.
Yes?
It's no go. The case stays closed.
Surely there's enough to have another look.
More than enough, but it's hands off.
Why?
Special branch say so. And don't ask me how they come into it, because I don't bloody know. You ever come across a special branch?
No.
Yeah, sodding law under themselves.
Well, didn't the super tell you anything?
No, I don't think he knows. The word came from above, a long way above.
It ties in, I suppose.
Yes, it may do. But I don't like being told to lay off.
Would special branch use someone like Brad?
They'll make use of anybody. He's just the sort of character they would use. An expert at in and out, no fuss, top man at his job, no traces even been.
Half the residents in Belton Court are from overseas, quite a few connected with embassies.
Didn't you say something about Brad carrying a camera?
Yes.
Oh, there you are, then. What about Croft? Is he still nosing around?
I think so. He's after some sort of link with Marriott. I could find out.
I'll leave it alone. He'll get nowhere.
What about the attack on Croft?
Could have been a mugging, or it could be Jack Marriott resents people asking questions about him. Word would reach him.
What about Special Branch?
I wouldn't put it past them.
And Brad's death?
He slipped and fell, didn't he? Oh, nothing in your notebook. I wasn't supposed to tell him anything, but I thought you had a right to know.
Thanks.
Yes, keep it yourself. This bloody job gets worse. At one time, he could just get on with it. Now, every bugger's looking over your shoulder.
I still can't bring myself to go round there. All Mike's things are there, just as he left them. I've had the key for a week.
I'll come with you if that would help.
Would you?
It'll have to be the weekend.
Oh, that'll be fine. What about Sunday morning?
Yeah, that should be okay. I had a word with Tug, that's my chief, about the stuff Howard Croft told you. There's no chance of reopening the case, I'm afraid.
Oh, well.
Have you seen anything more of Croft?
No, not recently. I think he's gone on holiday, Mallorca. Will you call round for me next Sunday, or shall I meet you there?
CID, D.S. Gedling.
Adam?
Oh, hello.
I rang to tell you. I thought you should know.
Yes?
It's Howard Croft.
What about him?
He's dead. He's been killed in a car accident in Mallorca. They say his car went off the road, a mountain road. Look, I didn't tell you why he'd gone.
Just calm down. Okay?
Yes.
Now, Croft's been killed in a road accident, right?
Yes.
In Mallorca?
Yes.
Who's they? You said they said. Who told you?
The police. I've just had a phone call.
Which police?
I think he said Scotland Yard.
Why did they contact you?
The Spanish police found my name and address in Howard's diary. They passed it on to the police here. They assumed I was a friend or a relation, I suppose.
The copper who rang you, did you get a name? Or what section?
Oh, I can't remember.
That's all right. Did he ask anything about your brother?
No.
Did you tell them anything?
No. He just wanted to know about Howard. Family and so on. Well, I don't know anything about him. I couldn't tell them anything. Howard wasn't there on holiday, Adam.
Look, I'll come round. About an hour. All right?
Yes. Thanks.
I thought he was using the situation to get me to finance a free holiday in Mallorca. I didn't think he was serious.
What reason did he give you for going there?
He thought he'd find some sort of property fraud involving Marriott.
Why did he think that?
He'd been to see Marriott's ex-mistress, Lorna, I think it was. And she told him Marriott had been involved in a lot of shady property deals in Mallorca. Howard thought it might have something to do with Mike's death. Well, that's what he said. I think he was after a story on Marriott. I thought it was all rather fanciful, but, well, I gave him the money. I felt sorry for him after the mugging, I suppose. Do you think it was an accident?
The Spanish police think so.
Or perhaps they were meant to think that. They didn't know why Howard was there, did they?
No.
Will they be told?
Well, that isn't up to me.
Howard always said the police didn't want to know.
Have they told you all that? They must be getting soft at the Yard.
I know someone. He got me a copy of what the Spanish police sent over.
Yeah, let me see. What reason did you give for wanting this?
I said Croft was a personal friend.
Not a good idea, Adam. Not one of your best.
I think we should know what happened.
Do you? Worst bloody English in one of Steve's reports, this. A black spot for automobile accidents. Mishaps are frequent and many times fatal.
If the Spanish police knew Howard was out there asking questions about Marriott, they might look at things differently, given Marriott's record.
True, but it's not our pigeon, is it?
This is about Marriott, not Brad. Croft may have stumbled on something.
If it's anything to do with Brad, however indirectly, we forget it.
I could go and see this ex-girlfriend of Marriott's.
I've told you, Adam, forget it. Croft's death will have been noted. You can bank on that. If I thought there was a chance of a free trip to Mallorca, I'd be upstairs like a shot. Not a hope. All I'd get would be a bollocking. If any action's got to be taken, other people will take it, okay?
Right.
Right. Put that in the shredder. Been seeing Brad's sister, have you?
We see each other occasionally.
That's not a good idea either. Sister of a convicted criminal.
Brad's dead.
But not forgotten. Think about it.
Right.
What he's doing is doing the...
Oh, Adam! Your bird rang.
Helen?
How many are there? Can you see her in the theatre bar as soon after 6 as possible? If not, give her a bell before 5, okay?
Right, thanks.
She sounded a bit uptight. I hope everything's all right, my son.
Sorry I'm late. Drink?
No, thanks. I haven't much time. I've had a letter.
Yes?
It's from Howard Croft. It was quite a shock.
Did he say he'd write?
No. I suppose he wanted to justify staying longer than he'd said.
He wanted more money.
Well, there are hints.
Have you got the envelope?
Oh, yes, somewhere. There.
Postmarked the 11th. When did he arrive?
The 8th. He must have written it on the morning of the day he died. The first page is all local colour. Halfway down the second page. There.
Some rather interesting house or rather villa owners here. all proud possessors of the best Marriott Enterprises can provide, or could many moons ago. Some permanent residents now. None of the names is familiar, but it won't be too difficult to find out who they are, or were. I said none, but there is one name, non-resident. Wilsons abound, but if it's the one I have in mind, all sorts of exciting possibilities emerge. More when I get home. Did you know Chopin and George Sand lived here? I may well do a little piece on... He was obviously very pleased with himself.
He thought he was onto something.
Yes, but he doesn't say what.
There's one name.
Like he says, there are plenty of Wilsons. Have you told anyone about this?
No.
I shouldn't. May I keep this?
Yes, of course. Is it any use?
I don't know. I shall have to see.
Someone may have found out he was onto something.
Yes.
I shall have to go. Sunday, then.
Huh? Oh, yes, right. He dressed well.
Yes, he liked clothes.
There's an Oxfam shop near the station. I could drop them off.
Fine.
Oh, there's a fiver in this jacket. We'd better check all the pockets.
Didn't you do that when you searched the flat?
We weren't as thorough as that.
Have you heard anything more about Howard?
No.
What will it be? Death by misadventure? Or accidental death?
That's up to the Spanish police.
Peradventure, misadventure.
Hmm?
That's what Howard said about Mike's death.
Yes, it sounds like Howard.
Have you been able to do anything about the letter?
Well, I'm still working on it. Oh, what's that?
A hotel bill. A Mr. and Mrs. Barlow.
In Mike's pocket?
Yes. Barlow?
Your brother had something of a reputation.
Why use another name? And why take her off to Sussex when he has a flat here?
Why indeed? Right. What about a drive in the country? We could have lunch somewhere.
Good looking man.
Do you remember him?
Oh, yes. And the woman. They've been up here before. Oh, what was the name?
Barlow.
Oh, yes. Oh, there you see. February. And March.
What was the woman like?
Younger than him. Early 30s. Very attractive. What have they done?
Routine inquiries.
Not against the law now, is it?
Hmm? Oh, hope not. Why do you think they weren't married?
Oh, I always know. Instinct.
Did they arrive together, do you know?
I don't know. Car registration should be in the book. There.
Hmm. Is there a phone I can use? Private?
In the office. I shall have to ask you to pay, I'm afraid.
First registered, June 84. Registered owner, Julia Ann Marriott. 2 R's, 1 T. The Elms, Rainford, Essex.
And the car?
Porsche 911.
Right, thank you.
Any luck?
Not really. It was a hire car.
Mike always hired a car when he needed one. He said it was easier. What about the woman?
No idea.
A wasted journey.
Oh, I wouldn't say that. We're not too late for lunch.
I've been looking at the menu. It's pricey here.
I get paid next week.
Well, can't you claim it on expenses?
I'm not on duty.
I think Joan and I are more het up about it than Paul. He doesn't seem bothered.
Oh, I'm sure he is.
So what do you reckon?
What were the offers again?
2 C's and a D from Canterbury, CDE from Brighton.
You should make those easily.
I hope so. Whatever, I owe you a drink.
You owe me nothing, Ken. I enjoy coming here. Takes the pressure off.
Tug keeping you busy?
Crime is. Tug tends to take it easy these days.
Oh? Doesn't sound like the Tug I knew and didn't love.
He's retiring next year.
I always thought they'd have to kick him out. I suppose he's got a nice cushy job lined up.
Not that I know of.
He will have. You'll see.
Why don't you like him, Ken?
He's not my sort of copper. Or person, for that matter.
How long were you together?
3 years. 69 to 72.
That must have been around the time Jack Marriott had the Cumberland.
That's right.
Did you know Marriott?
Not socially. I saw a lot of him.
I had a chat with his ex-girlfriend the other day, Lorna.
She was a bit of all right with Lorna. She talked to you?
Eagerly. Marriott ditched her for a newer model.
I see. Don't tell me Marriott's come back into the frame.
It seems possible.
I put a lot of hours in on Marriott. We all did.
But no result.
Well, it depends what you mean by result.
He was never charged.
No. But some people didn't come out of it empty-handed.
Lorna says Marriott was bunging half the CID.
Let's say some very funny things happened.
And what about Tug?
What are you after, Adam? Why are you here?
I need to know something.
Official or unofficial?
Unofficial. Very.
So what's it about? No, on second thoughts, don't tell me. I'll help you if I can, but don't tell me.
Fair enough.
So, who are you asking about? Tug or Marriott?
Both. Did Tug take sweeteners?
It's possible. We never seemed to be away from the Cumberland. We drank there Friday nights. Payday for some. He did them very hard when Marriott packed in the Cumberland.
And Tug was amongst them?
Hard to say. But Tug Wilson's never been one to miss out on anything, has he?
No. Oh. Why did Marriott close down the Cumberland?
A bookies was done. Shotguns. One killed, two wounded. We mounted hell of an operation. We knew Marriott financed and planned it all.
But no proof?
Well, we thought we had. A grass. But he disappeared, didn't he? Somebody dropped a word to Marriott.
From inside the CID?
If Marriott came up on a big one, he'd nothing to lose by throwing a lot of dirt around. That would have made it very awkward for a lot of people. As it was, we made it hot enough for Marriott to decide to get out of circulation. Good riddance, we thought. But the top brass thought otherwise. They still wanted Marriott. They'd had a lot of hammer from the press. The man who got away with it. Stuff like that. We kept Marriott under special surveillance, round the clock, phone tapping the lot.
But no result?
Nothing. Then we had a very strong whisper that Marriott had bullion in his house. There'd been a raid or something. He had a place near Richmond then. A team of us went out there, the commander himself, 2 o'clock in the morning. We turned the place inside out. I was with Tug. That was the only real indication I ever got that he was on the make.
What happened?
This is off the record, Adam. If anything comes of it, I shall deny the lot.
Right.
We were searching Marriott's study. Marriott was with us. Tug was going through the desk. I was the other end of the room. Marriott was beside Tug. I heard him say, "Can't something be done?" I looked round and Tug was sitting at the desk looking through a pile of snapshots. He put a couple in his pocket. I don't think he knew I'd seen him.
What were the photographs?
Who knows? They never surfaced. Tug never handed them in and I hadn't seen or heard anything, had I? You know what it means, do you, Adam? Can't something be done?
Yeah, he was asking for a deal.
Oh, I was still green then. I didn't realise what it meant. By the time I did, Tug and I had gone our separate ways. It wouldn't have mattered if I'd known what he was up to. I'd have kept quiet. The first thing you learnt was when to look the other way.
Things haven't changed.
Mr. CID, DC Robson. Oh, hang on, I'll just check there. Adam, it's for you, man. It's that bird again.
Helen?
You lucky sod.
Did you say I was in?
Well, I said I'd look.
I'm out.
Oh, she won't believe me, man. She never believes me.
If you can't lie convincingly, you'll never get very far in CID. Tell her I've had to go north on a case. Oh. I'll be away for some time.
Tell her I'm available, Steve. You could pass her on, you know, Adam. Doesn't bother me, her brother was a villain.
Sit down. Right. What the hell have you been playing at?
I'm sorry?
I told you the Brad case was closed. I told you why, right?
Yes.
So why have you had Marriott's file out of Central Records? How many times do you need telling? The case is closed.
I was after information on Marriott, not Brad.
It makes no sodding difference. Anything to do with the Brad case, I said. Anything. Why wasn't I told what you were up to?
I knew you'd stop me.
You're dead bloody right I would. Who else knows what you were on?
Nobody.
What have you got in your notebook?
I've got nothing in writing at all.
I was eventually going to be told, was I? You were going to let me in on it.
Yes.
Why the delay?
Well, I needed time to think.
What is there to think about? As far as we're concerned, the case is closed, finished. That's it. And if Special Branch find out what you've been up to, that could be you finished as well. Your career, up the spout. They can do it, you know. And they would.
I'm not sure I want a career in the police.
Look, nobody likes a bollocking. Nobody likes being told to lay off.
Oh, it isn't that.
What then?
It's more a matter of ethics, I suppose.
Sure, it isn't a matter of proving something to Brad's sister.
I've stopped seeing her. She was asking too many questions I couldn't answer.
About her brother, you mean?
About a lot of things. I think we should talk about it.
How do you?
I've got Marriott for conspiracy. That's only starters.
But nothing in writing.
There is a reason.
How is there? It had better be a bloody good one. I shall be in court all afternoon. I shall be back by 5. Now, what time are you off?
I'd prefer to discuss it away from here.
How, you want it off the record?
I think it would be best.
Best? Who for?
Everybody.
Well, you know where I live?
Yes.
I'll come round tonight. 8:30. Okay?
Fine. Thanks.
Beer? Lager? I've got a nice malt.
Lager, please.
Right. Our friend Marriott. What was it you said? Conspiracy?
Could be.
Yeah. Well, let's have it.
Marriott has a company flat in the block where Brad died. Top floor. Marriott sometimes used Brad for specialist break-in jobs. Probably some sort of industrial espionage.
Yeah, right.
On some pretext, Marriott fixed for him to break into the flat at Belton Court.
Into Marriott's own company flat?
Well, I don't think Brad knew that. Just another job. Marriott had someone waiting up there in the flat. Brad was either thrown or pushed out of the window, or off the balcony.
Oh, evidence?
Nothing on how, plenty on why.
Yes?
Brad was having an affair with Julia, Marriott's wife.
Can you prove that?
Yes.
Well, I don't know. Marriott might well have reacted like that in the old days. Well, not now.
I don't think he's changed. He's just more careful. Brad's death had to look accidental. What better way to kill a climber?
Yeah. I think Marriott would only have had Brad worked over, but let's accept he had him see to. Are you saying that Marriott himself was involved in the killing?
I doubt it. He was behind it. Conspiracy to murder.
Okay, you got motive. And what else? Means and opportunity have got to be circumstantial. Very circumstantial. And how do Special Branch come in?
They don't. The murder is down to Marriott.
I see. Okay, let's say Marriott had Brad killed. It doesn't rule out Special Branch sticking their oar in. Brad probably worked for them as well. Just the type. They were just as keen as Marriott not to have a full-scale murder inquiry.
It would have turned up Brad's connections with Special Branch. They didn't fancy that. So, they put the stops on when they hear we're getting too interested. One villain getting away with killing another? Wouldn't bother them.
What about Howard Croft?
I've told you. They make up their own rules.
Special Branch aren't involved, Chief. They never were.
What are you saying? Somebody upstairs used their name to fob me off. Is that what you're saying?
No, I'm not saying that.
What then?
When I put the case for having another look at Brad's death, you said you'd have to get clearance from upstairs.
Right.
You never told the super. Using Special Branch's name to put me off was your idea.
Why would I want to do that?
Because Marriott told you to.
Marriott? Why should I listen to Marriott?
Because if he goes down, he'll take you with him. He blackmailed you into shelving the case as soon as it seemed likely to be reopened.
Blackmail?
Past favours. You did him a big one. He repaid it. That's a photostat of a letter Howard Croft wrote to Helen Brad. It arrived a week after his death. He obviously thought he was onto the story of a lifetime.
It proves nothing.
It proves whatever Croft found was enough to get him killed. And there's a name.
A very common name.
Croft thought he knew which Wilson it was. It would be very easy to prove one way or the other. Like Special Branch's involvement.
Who's got the original of this?
I still have it.
Ah, so the girl knows.
Nothing specific. Wilson means nothing to her. Whenever I've mentioned you, it's always been the Chief or Tug.
What about her brother's affair with Julia Marriott?
She knows Brad was seeing someone. She doesn't know who. She knows nothing that matters.
Have you talked to anybody else?
No.
How long have you had the letter?
3 days.
That's a long time.
Yeah.
What do you want, Adam?
A nice, easy solution, I suppose.
An explanation. I was a clever bastard a long time ago, and it's caught up with me, that's it. But if you're expecting a nice, clean cough, forget it. No chance of me turning myself in, either. I shall fight all the way, deny the lot. So will Marriott. You've been around long enough to know what a clever brief can do with a thick jury. The odds are in your favour, but not as much as you think.
Perhaps not.
And look at it from your point of view. If you do get a result, nobody's going to pat you on the back for the way you've handled it. You shouldn't have gone it alone. You shouldn't have waited when you got the letter. And you shouldn't be here talking to me. Not very clever. Not for promotion material.
I don't think I am promotion material. I don't think I'm police material. I've thought so for some time. All brains and no bottle, my first chief told me. He didn't mean physical courage. At least I hope he didn't. He meant I couldn't face unpleasant facts. The harsh reality.
Yeah, harsh reality for me is 10 to 15 inside, Adam. You know what that means.
I can imagine.
So, what are you going to do?
Hand in my papers.
And you'll keep quiet?
I committed myself to that by coming here.
You won't lose by it. That letter is the best job application you ever had. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
I shall need a day or two to sort things out. But talk again when I can tell you something.
Phone call for the chief, Adam. Will you take it?
Who is it?
Oh, somebody called Wilkins. Careers master at Tollgate Comp. Something about talking to the leavers.
Oh, yes.
He says the chief promised to send a DS.
Oh, that's you, my son. Gotta be.
Not this time.
Oh, I heard you did a very impressive spiel. It's a man's life in the net.
You go and talk to them. Tell them how to make sod all look like work. They'll find that useful.
Hey, now, look, if I thought you...
Yes, staff.
Now, boys.
Tell him the chief is on sick leave. He'll be in touch when he gets back. Right?
Yes, right.
Ah, looks good.
Position A.
Yeah. It'll do. What time are you back on?
Two.
Two? Well, we shall get nine in at least. Right. How many shots are you giving me? Oh. Yes. What do you think?
Forward? Three, possibly. I should wait. You could reach the green.
Yeah, you reckon?
It's running well.
Oh, perhaps so. You know what I thought?
No.
You lose the letter. You forget about Special Branch. Then we go after Marion.
Is that possible?
Nah. Nah, wishful thinking after half a bottle of Black Horse. Now, if Marriott goes down, the bastard takes me with him. I could have put him away once. No trouble.
What happened?
Well, I was Jack the Lad, wasn't I? I played clever. Which is why we're here now. Yes. Right. The green's clear. Let's have a go.
Nice one.
I needed it. Ooh, hang on. Let's have a sit down. Nobody's pushing us. Are you serious about handing in your papers?
Yes.
There'll be a job waiting for you. It'll be advertised, but it'll be yours before you've served your notice.
Do you have any details?
Executive post, security, personnel, whatever you want to call it. Almost twice what you're getting now. A car, all the usual perks. It is conditional, of course. You keep quiet. And there's the letter.
I'll hand it over when things are settled.
Yeah, fair enough. It's a real opportunity, Adam. You can make something of it.
Is it with Marriott?
No. It's with a company he's just taken over, Property. You'll have nothing to do with Marriott. Probably never even see him. Okay.
That sounds fine.
You won't regret it. Yeah, right. How do we stand?
All square with one to play. And you get a shot at this hole.
Yeah. Quid's in then, aren't I?
Is it with Marriott?
No. It's with a company he's just taken over, Property. You'll have nothing to do with Marriott. Probably never even see him. Okay.
Stop there. Go back to the actual offer.
Do you have any details?
Executive post, security, personnel, whatever you want to call it. Almost twice what you're getting now. A car, all the usual perks. It is conditional, of course. You keep quiet. And there's the letter.
I'll hand it over when things
are... Oh, all right, that'll do. Yes, very nice. A specific offer. Marriott's name mentioned.
There's more, but it's barely audible.
Well, I think we have enough. Where was the mic?
In my golf bag, sir.
You handle the whole thing very well.
Thank you, sir.
You finished your report?
Yes, sir.
Well, you'd better get out of circulation for a while. Make sure we can contact you. We'll have a chat later this week. When all this hits the media, you know nothing, of course.
Right, sir.
And well done.
Thank you, sir.
A graduate, you say?
Yes. It's the first time he showed.
Oh, I must have a look at his file. Right, what have you got?
I'll take my DI for Wilson.
plus two DSs. Hunt and his DI for Marriott. Wilson to the Yard, Marriott to Thorn Street. Oh, the press officer's on his way.
He'll earn his money on this one. We all will.
Helen Kadai?
Hello.
A voice from the past?
No, no, very much of the present, I hope. And the future.
You could have fooled me.
There was a reason. Can I see you?
Now?
Sooner, if possible.
I'm just off to a party.
Oh.
Come if you like. They won't mind.
Great. I feel like a party.
Is there something wrong?
No, no. Everything's perfect.
What, now? Yes, now.
Have you got a warrant?
Yes. Come on. Don't make it difficult.
Well, my wife's out. Can I leave a note?
Make it brief. Come on.
Yes, okay. I'll leave it in the kitchen, eh? Where she can see it.
Yeah, well, I'll sleep with it.
It's through there.
Okay.
Well, young bugger called me, didn't he? What was it, a tape recorder? Or was I broadcasting live? Crossed my mind, you know. Then I thought, no, not Adam. Others, perhaps, but not him. All that guff about Hanning in his papers, I believed him. Yeah, he was bloody good, I'll say that.
Come on, let's go.
You're right. I shall need an overnight bag and a few things, shall I? Look,
Chief.
Yeah, I'm not going to get bail. Shall have to go upstairs. Okay.
I'll come with you. Don't be bloody stupid! Come on!
What's up?
He's locked himself in. Oh. Get the others round that side of the house.
Right.
Come on, Chief. This is pointless. There are men outside. Be sensible. Now, come on. There's no way...
The booze is going fast. Here. I rather think this is the bottle we bought.
Ah, down to the rubbish, eh? Thanks. Cheers.
Cheers. What's the reason? The reason? You said there was a reason you've been avoiding me.
All in good time.
Still cautious, though drunk.
In my line, you learn to do everything, though drunk. Part of the training. Somebody just asked me what I did.
What did you tell them?
Ah, said I was something in the city. A yuppie. I could have been, you know. Would you have liked that?
Marginally. What's wrong, Adam?
Rosemary, I love you.
Oh, very good. Sign him, dear. Sign him.
What is it?
Let's go, shall we?
Yes.
All it said was senior police officer and incident. Nothing about CID.
And there was on the 8 o'clock news. And it said shooting incident. No one knew, though.
I told you, it's Tug.
You know for definite?
I know where a mate of mine went with his chief last night. I know where Tug lives.
But your mate didn't say who.
It's Tug, any odds you like.
What do you think, Adam?
I've no idea.
Sure about that, are you?
We'll know soon enough.
Well, Harry came in at 6 this morning. He's in Tug's office now.
What are you on, Adam?
What?
What are you doing?
He's just naturally tidy, aren't you, Adam?
I'm taking a few days' leave.
Again?
That's right, again.
Who have you cleared that with?
Upstairs.
You're not waiting to see what's happened? Harry's bound to tell us something.
Perhaps.
Unless you know already.
Right. I'm off. Cheers.
Cheers, Adam.
Cheers.
Have you been back to the station?
Briefly.
Does anybody know?
No, but the rumours had started. There's going to be a statement later today. I should have thought.
But did you know he had a gun?
I knew he went shooting. I should have remembered.
He had it on 10 years minimum. He knew what it was going to be like.
Yes.
What about Marriott?
Oh, he's been arrested and charged.
Did you find out what the photographs were the night I turned his place over with Tug?
Snaps of Marriott with the chief executive from some town in the north.
Is that all?
They were taken in Mallorca. Ooh. Marriott kept the photographs as insurance in case he ever needed help from high places. Tug saw their significance, took them, and got his villa.
Nobody but Tug would have thought of squeezing Marriott for property abroad. Typical. He thought he could walk on water.
The villa was safe enough as long as Tug kept away from it. An agency rented it out for him. The money's abroad.
Headline stuff, then. Big names.
Oh, yes. That's why I'm here. Lying low.
Have they said what's happening to you?
Nothing specific. I start a month's course at Hendon next week. Information technology.
Sounds like a step up.
It is.
No doubts about the future now?
No. Except that no matter what I do, where I go, I'll always be the one who got on by shopping his chief.
Oh, I shouldn't let that bother you.
It doesn't. Not really. Shall I tell you what does bother me, Ken?
What's that?
I enjoyed it. The whole business. Setting Tug up, pushing him nearer and nearer the offer, watching him take the bait, knowing I'd got him. The perfect con. The kick I got from that excluded loyalty, moral scruples, the lot. That bothers me, Ken.
It shouldn't. It makes you a good copper.
Yes. But what else does it make me?
In Peradventure Misadventure by T.D. Webster, Alan Parnaby played the part of Adam Gedling, Geoffrey Matthews was Inspector Wilson, and Claire Falconbridge was Helen Kodai. Edwin Richfield was Howard, Roger Hume was Ken, Kim Durham, Bill, John Dixon, Steve, and Hedley Nicklow, Sally. Joe Kendall was Lorna, Philip Sully was Kenny, and Joe Dunlop, the Chief Superintendent. Other parts were played by members of the cast. Peradventure Misadventure was directed in our Pebble Mill studios by Peter Windows.